playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. It's Matty Garwood, and we are loving some Aussie rock stuff when it comes to Chasing Alice. I've got a brand new out. It is called Love Song. Absolutely massive with the single launch at Boogeyman. And I'm catching up with Julian right now. Julian, thanks for taking the time out for Oz, mate.
No worries, Matthew. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. Now, Love Song, it's come about. You've even chucked your vocals on this one.
Yeah, Love Song is the first single from the new incarnation of Chasing Alice. We had a bit of a lineup change, and I've done a Dave Grohl and jumped from drums to vocals.
I was going to say that. You've Dave Grohl'd it.
Yeah, I have Dave Grohl'd. If only I was as good as Dave Grohl, it'd be great. Or as rich and famous as Dave Grohl. No, mate, it's great. It's really good. It's obviously a real big change for me personally, from being down the back to standing out the front. But no, it's great. We're loving it, mate. It's really good. It's freshened us up a little bit. It's good.
Now, you've done a bit of singing yourself in the past, so it's not actually learning a whole new skill going from the drums to the vocals. What sort of singing experience did you have before hitting up Love Song?
Mate, years ago, just doing the whole cover band thing,
playing
pubs, doing the duos, that sort of stuff. So fronting my own original band definitely was a bit of a jump, not exactly a shy type, so jumping out the front didn't bother me too much. And it's just a case of, having the confidence to entertain, I suppose.
Do you think you'll do any featuring on with the drums as you guys with Chasing Alice move forward?
Nah, not at all. Our new drummer's way better than I was.
So. Ringo started as well.
Damien's awesome, so... I was thinking when I changed the vocals, I thought, geez, I hope I can do this, because our new drummer's way better than me, so I'll never get my job back.
How did you go about finding a new drummer? Did you chuck it up on Seek, or you just knew people in the industry?
Just chucked up on one of the internet sites, one of the musician sites, Melband, and just sort of trawled our way through, but they're not very easy people to find.
Sure.
But Damo's awesome. Damo's great.
How has this kind of changed the dynamic for the rest of the guys in the band?
I found it's really modernised. It's my style. The drummer is quite old rock, John Bonham sort of thing, whereas Damien's delivers a really cool new edge to it. So it's really modernised the band. And we've got a new bass player as well. He's done the same thing. Our previous bass player was really, really good. But Tim's just added a real modern edge to it as well. And then we've got good old Daryl on guitar, who's the same old, and just keeps delivering. So we like that too.
Yeah, well, they do say that everything happens for a reason. So it sounds like this new phase for Chasing Alice is going to go pretty well.
Yeah, look, we certainly hope so, mate. And like I said, if nothing else, it's a good freshen up. And we're working really hard. We've got a whole lot of new material on the way. So that's keeping us busy too.
Yep, and you do a lot of the writing yourself. Tell us a bit about Love Song.
Yeah, well, Love Song came about. This a riff that Daryl came up with and flicked through to me and said, what can you do with this? The classic cliche scenario. I was chasing a bit of girl, and the girl was leading me on and not very interested, which is highly surprising because I'm a very good-looking chap. But so the song is actually about the frustration of this girl. That the only line was like, you wanted me to write a love song and you wanted me to do everything for you. And that's sort of what it was like, your whole lead-on, but never really wanted to commit or do anything. She's just happy to taking. So the song's basically about that, about giving everything you can and it's still not enough. So you think, screw it. See you later.
Yeah, well, you've got a good song out of it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I think it's pretty good. So, and feedback's been good so far.
You guys are looking forward into 2020 to bringing out your new stuff and putting some gigs out there on the map?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to try and sort of roll out a few singles in succession rather than just put out an album straight away. So over the next 6 months, that's sort of the plan. We'll be doing a few gigs about Melbourne and trying to get some interest in the new stuff. Sort of end of January, the sun's out and everyone still wants to go and have some beers and catch some live music.
Whereabouts, Julian, can people find all the info for Chasing Alice?
ChasingAlice.net. That's probably the best place to go. And of course, we're on all the social media platforms if they want to download Love Song. That's all available there as well. Or you can do it on the actual website itself.
Awesome, Julian. Well, thanks so much for joining us from Chasing Alice. We're going to play Love Song right now. Do you want to chuck it to it for us?
Thanks very much for listening, everybody. This is Chasing Alice with Love Song. We hope you love it.